Thank you for joining me this afternoon, and thought I'd use a different venue just to break the pace in life, and you got a little more room, and it's rather bright in here. So welcome, and I want to express appreciation to the legislators that have joined me. I particularly appreciate Senate Pro Tem Jonathan Dismang being here, as well as Majority Leader Ken Bragg. And I noticed that the Speaker, Jeremy, had a conflict and could not be here, but do very much appreciate all the legislators making an effort to join me in this news conference. Whenever I was a young boy on the farm in Gravette, my mom gave me my first book. It was called Gardening Without Bunk. And it always stuck in my mind because it was an unusual title. And so I want to use that word a little bit to apply to today's circumstances. I need this morning to debunk an argument that is being presented by those that might oppose Arkansas Works, that might oppose the direction we're going in Medicaid reform. And some on both the left and right of the political spectrum are saying, if you support Arkansas Works, then you must also be supporting Obamacare. They're making the linkage between everybody who supports Arkansas Works and any form of the Medicaid expansion in the states must be an ardent supporter of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Let me tell you today, that is not so, and we need to debunk that argument and that presentation because there's no truth to it. In 2010, I campaigned across Arkansas in the sense of opposing the Affordable Care Act. I urged its challenge in the courts. Why was I so opposed to the Affordable Care Act? I was opposed to it because I believe the individual mandate was wrong in terms of freedom. I believe the employer mandate was wrong in terms of freedom of our workplace in making decisions over health care. The whole premise of the mandates is what was unconscionable and a federal intrusion on states' prerogatives in terms of health care. And so I oppose it, and for those same reasons, I oppose the Affordable Care Act today. But we also have to deal in a real world. And the real world is that over 30 states have adopted that form of Medicaid expansion. And whenever the Supreme Court affirmed all of the mandates but left it to the discretion of the states in terms of Medicaid expansion, we all sat there on pins and needles and said, is it going to collapse? Well, it didn't collapse. It continues to today. And so it's important in Arkansas that we make decisions that are right for Arkansas. And that is the case that I want to make. These legislators here, and I don't know how any of them are going to vote on Arkansas Works. I might have those that are opposed to it here, those that are supportive of it, but I have confidence that these legislators, first of all, have never voted for Obamacare. In Arkansas, we never had a vote on the Affordable Care Act. We never had a vote on Obamacare. That's something that was decided in Washington, that we as state legislators and leaders here in this state had to pick up the pieces and make the right decisions for this state. And that's what we are trying to do. And so no legislator here has ever supported the Affordable Care Act. And yet we're being attacked because somehow we are inextricably linked to Obamacare. And in fact, this morning I awoke to a tweet. And the tweet that greeted me this morning was that Asa Hutchinson as governor is embracing the Obamacare death penalty panels. And so once again, a linkage, no, the answer is I'm not. I'm not even sure they did exist, but if they did, I'm not embracing it. And the fact is, though, that once again, you're trying to link someone who supports reform of Medicaid in Arkansas, who supports an Arkansas Works initiative, as somehow supporting Obamacare and nothing could be further from the truth. These type of attacks that I receive or others that might support Arkansas Works, these kind of attacks are the worst of politics. Let me emphasize, I understand that we in Arkansas and across this nation are all frustrated by what we see happening in Washington. Federal intrusion on state prerogatives in terms of health care. But we should not punish Arkansans simply because we are frustrated with Washington. We cannot take our frustration out with Washington bureaucracy on the decisions that we make in Arkansas that should be for the best benefit of our state. We can't punish Arkansans by denying health care coverage, by denying Medicaid reform, by putting in reforms that I have advocated for work opportunities, personal responsibility, and reform of the program. I hope that Washington replaces Obamacare, but until then, we would only be punishing Arkansas to turn down federal money that 30 plus states are accepting. It is perfectly consistent, it is perfectly conservative, and logical to oppose Obamacare as a federal policy and yet to accept federal dollars under the Medicaid program in Arkansas. It is a logical position, it is an Arkansas-oriented position, and it does not embrace the federal policy that is the framework of Obamacare. Why do I come to that conclusion? Why do I come to the conclusion that we should take and we have taken the Medicaid expansion dollars in Arkansas? That decision was made before I became governor. But I make the decision that to continue the acceptance of those Medicaid expansion dollars in Arkansas is the right decision for a number of different reasons. First of all, simply fairness. It makes no sense to me to say we're not going to take taxpayer dollar subsidies for the poorest on the income scale for health care when we're going to continue to accept those federal dollars for those on the middle income category. And so as a matter of fairness, we ought to have some consistency there in our policy, and it makes no sense to punish those that are in the lower income and continue to subsidize those in the middle income or the higher income. Secondly, it's a matter of health care, and the facts are that we have expanded health care in a state that is low in terms of healthcare access. We have elevated our state, we have improved healthcare access, we've improved the health outcomes for our citizens. That is a positive thing. And thirdly, it's a very practical issue, and that is our budget. We would have, if we reject Arkansas Works, if we reject the Medicaid expansion dollars and say, no, we're going to turn it back to Washington, then we have a $100 million plus gap in our state budget. We all believe in a balanced budget. We're going to balance the budget, but to balance that budget without the Medicaid expansion dollars, we have an immediate $100 million deficit in our state budget, and that is on the conservative side. And whenever you have a $100 million budget on deficit, then you've got to cut a lot in education, you've got to cut across the board in our agencies, you've got to end the highway program that I've initiated, or you've got to raise taxes. That's the reality of it. You're going to endanger public safety, you're going to jeopardize our commitment to education with that kind of $100 million plus gap in our budget if we reject the Medicaid expansion dollars. No one is asking us to reject federal money that subsidizes the middle class for health care, to turn down money that funds the health care exchange. And we should not be asked to turn down federal money because we want to make a political point. And that is all that would be. And it is important that we have legislators that are balanced in this view, that are able to debunk the misleading attacks that are out there, that if you support Arkansas Works, if you support Medicaid expansion in Arkansas, that is not inconsistent with opposing and wanting a different change of direction in Washington when it comes to healthcare policy. There was once an argument that if enough states rejected Medicaid expansion, the whole system would collapse. As I've mentioned, that did not happen. Over 30 states have adopted and taken Medicaid dollars. These legislators are here because they're willing to make the right decision for Arkansas, to listen and to be realistic in terms of our budget and how we can reform Medicaid. That's all I can ask of a good legislator. And I have confidence that they'll make the right decision when it comes to it. Any other decision will kill our highway program, hurt education, and endanger public safety. So, friends, thank you for being here, and I want to recognize other legislators in the room. Thank you for being here today, and we'll be open to take any questions you might have as we disperse, but if you have any questions that are directed at me on this topic, I'd be happy to take them. Well, this is a policy announcement today. It is not in terms of defending the policy that we're presenting. And so I'm not trying to get into political campaigns. But, you know, whenever you look, I think each of the legislators can answer that question, but it can be from newspaper columnists that make that connection and say, if you're going to, you can't take federal Medicaid dollars and criticize Obamacare. Well, I'm debunking that theory. There are those from the right, I won't name them today, the other legislators might name them, but they're advocating and saying you're supporting Arkansas Works, you're supporting Obamacare. That's what we're debunking today, and I think it's pretty obvious who's in that category. No, it's I think the answer to that question is sure. If we do not work to get the truth out to the Arkansas voters, then yes, we're not going to make that 3/4 vote margin because legislators do listen to the voters. But I have confidence that if we debunk the erroneous attacks that are out there, if we get the truth out and there's a good understanding of the impact on our state budget, then absolutely, we're going to get the 3/4 vote. We're going to have the support that we need to have our budget balanced, a good federal good state highway program, and Medicaid reform.
Governor, I've been covering Republican primaries for the last few weeks, and I found that relatively few candidates who seem supportive of Arkansas Works are coming out and saying that they plan to vote for it. So is that part of the problem?
No, not at all, because I haven't asked anybody to support it yet. And the reason is we don't have the legislation drawn up. We don't have the task force that has completed its work completely. So it would be premature for people to say, yes, I'm going to vote for it, or no, I'm not going to vote for it. I think they need to wait and see exactly what it is. You know, we've had the framework. I think it's been generally well received. But I would expect any thoughtful legislator to say, well, I understand the direction, I understand the challenges, but I want to wait and see what the legislation is.
Where are you at with the requests that you made to the federal government, and when do you expect to hear finalization of that?
I'll give a full report on that tomorrow before the task force, so stay tuned. Well, and this is a very critical point. And the answer is yes. I support repealing, changing, and replacing with something that makes sense. I have not changed my opposition to an individual mandate that makes every Arkansan buy insurance, that the federal government defines as what's right. I don't like the employer mandate that puts more burdens on our businesses. Absolutely, I'd like to see those things change, and that is the framework of the Affordable Care Act. Now, you say, well, why do you support the Medicaid expansion now if it might change next year? And that is precisely the point. Why should we make a decision now when everything is actually not in turmoil? It's fairly well set now, but it very well could be in turmoil next year. So we're going to make the judgment that we need to make right now, which is that we take the federal Medicaid dollars. Next year, if my desires are implemented and if we have a new leadership in Washington that changes the federal policy on health care, then Arkansas will once again be in a position to make a decision based upon what the lay of the land is then, what the federal policy is then. We're making our decisions now based on what's best for Arkansas, based upon the federal policy as it exists today. Next year, we hope that federal policy will be different and we can make different decisions. But I have confidence that whether it's a Republican or Democrat administration, if they change the current federal policy, that they're going to be an accommodation and realistic view toward those 30 plus states that have taken federal Medicaid dollars. And so I think we'd be in a much better position next year to make the adjustments versus this year. Yes, and that's an excellent point. And if you recall my first speech to UAMS, I said, one, we're going to end the private option. And I think everybody up here voted to end the private option, and that ends. But I also said that we need to come up with a program for the future that takes care of the health care needs of the 200,000-plus Arkansans in the Medicaid expansion category. That was my view then, it is my view now, and it will be my view next year. What I would like to see the federal government do is to give Arkansas and all the states maximum flexibility, block grant type approach, where here's your dollars, you manage that, and if you give me the dollars that we get today, we can manage those dollars to cover our traditional Medicaid population and the expanded population with more flexibility to put in work opportunities, more flexibility to move them up the economic ladder of success. So the answer is yes, for me. All right, those are, thank you for the questions. Let's adjourn the news conference, but I trust that you'll ask some of the legislators questions as well. And again, thank you for joining me today.